It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, August 14th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. As more viewers move to tablets, phones, and computers, TV manufacturers are trying out all sorts of new features to catch the interest of consumers. At a big event here in New York, Samsung unveiled a new set of high-end televisions that are available starting today. The company's 55-inch organic LED TV is big and bold. It also has a curved screen. The company says it's more like watching in a big sports arena. Fair enough, but what about this? Samsung's new OLED TV has sets of glasses with speakers attached to them, so two people can watch separate programs on the same screen. Viewing without the glasses looks like two images on top of one another. Here's Samsung Electronics Executive VP Joe Stinziano.
By tapping on our active shutter glasses, you can go back and forth for programs. So if you want to watch a little bit of something with your wife, but during commercials of a football game, you'll tune in. You can do that and vice versa. But that's why we call it the marriage saver.
A bizarre feature on an expensive TV. The price for the tube with this so-called marriage saver, $9,000. Here's an idea so simple it's kind of shocking it doesn't already exist. We have these super powerful tiny computing devices that walk around with us. Why not make one so that when you get home, it turns into a proper desktop or laptop computer? Well, there is one company attempting to do this. Ubuntu is hoping to manufacture the Ubuntu Edge with the help of a crowdfunding campaign on the website Indiegogo. Could it be a contender? Let's ask our friend Molly Wood of CNET.
So the Ubuntu Edge does exist in prototype form,
okay.
And the idea is that it's a new smartphone that combines two operating systems, Android and Ubuntu Linux.
Linux is basically an open source operating system.
Exactly.
Right.
Ubuntu is the most popular version of Linux. And it would also allow you to use this one device, this smartphone, as an Android phone, or to dock it with a monitor and a keyboard and a mouse and use it as a Linux desktop PC.
And that is, I feel like, a kind of a revolutionary idea in a way.
Right. And we've seen attempts at this before. This is new in that it is a version of this device that would run two full-fledged operating systems. It would basically act as a PC because these devices really do have that amount of processing power.
So this is an exciting idea for a phone, but will it reach its $32 million crowdfunding goal by, what is it now, next week?
It looks virtually certain that they won't hit the $32 million goal, but they have had a lot of PR support. So this is kind of one of these really interesting things about crowdfunding is sometimes it demonstrates that there is interest even if this one phone doesn't make it.
This phone seems so far outside of left field. Is this just like a crazy, wacky idea that will never gain any traction? Or is it just so crazy that it might work someday?
Linux has a lot of fans. But, you know, the combination of crowd-funded hardware, which I am a huge skeptic of, and all of these other kind of consumer barriers makes it an interesting philosophical discussion about the future of smartphones.
Molly Wood is also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, pleasure to talk to you as always.
And my pleasure.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.